From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. A committee of key Syrian opposition groups is expected to decide Thursday whether to participate in UN-brokered peace talks in Geneva. UN Syrian Chief Envoy Staffan de Mistura sent out invitations to the negotiations on Tuesday, but did not disclose who was on the list. The United States and China agreed Wednesday to work together to ensure that North Korea ends its nuclear weapons program. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry met with China's Foreign Minister Wang Yi in Beijing, stressing the North Korean issue is a high priority for the U.S. government.
Now's the time, we believe, for action that can bring North Korea back to the table. I agree with my fellow minister. There is a goal in sanctions. It's to get to the negotiations.
The talks revealed that the two sides disagree on whether and what sort of sanctions to use against North Korea following its recent nuclear test. International criminal court judges have authorized an investigation into allegations that war crimes, and crimes against humanity were committed during the 2008 Russia-Georgia conflict. Japanese-based Toyota Motor Corporation says it sold 10.15 million vehicles worldwide in 2015. That makes Toyota the world's top-selling automaker for the fourth consecutive year. Suicide bombers have killed at least 10 people in Chibok, the Nigerian town where Boko Haram kidnapped more than 200 schoolgirls nearly 2 years ago. Witnesses say one bomber detonated explosives Wednesday at a checkpoint where people were being searched, and at least two others blew themselves up in the town's market. There was no immediate claim of responsibility, but the attack bore the hallmarks of Boko Haram. This is VOA News. In the Central African Republic, the results of the parliamentary elections held on December 30th have been annulled, and candidates will have to run again. Nick Long has more.
CAR's Prime Minister Mahamat Kamoun said in a media interview Wednesday that the country's polling stations were short of 500,000 ballot papers for the parliamentary elections on December the 30th. Kamoun was defending the Constitutional Court's decision to invalidate the results of those elections, a decision that's not gone down well with candidates who thought they had won. A spokesman for the National Electoral Authority, Julius Nguade Baba, told VOA the ballot papers had been printed at the last moment and there was no time to ensure they reached all the polling stations. Nick Long, Bangui.
In a report Wednesday, Freedom House says more aggressive tactics by authoritarian regimes, an upsurge in terrorist attacks, and a global economic downturn have contributed to a decline in freedom worldwide. The U.S.-based human rights group said freedom declined in 72 countries in 2015, the largest number since the survey began. France's justice minister stepped down Wednesday after objecting to a government move to revoke the citizenship of convicted French-born terrorists if they have a second nationality. The Élysée Palace announced in a statement that President François Hollande accepted Christiane Taubira's resignation just ahead of a cabinet meeting and hours before a parliament commission debate on the citizenship bill. Donald Trump, the leading Republican contender in the 2016 U.S. presidential race, says he is boycotting the last candidate's debate before next week's first election contest in the Midwest state of Iowa. Trump said he will skip Thursday's debate because he does not feel he would be treated fairly by one of the moderators, Megyn Kelly of Fox News. According to a survey released Wednesday, former U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and Senator Bernie Sanders are locked in a tight Democratic presidential nominating contest in the crucial Midwest state of Iowa. Quinnipiac University said Sanders has gained the support of 49% of Democrats likely to participate in next Monday's party caucuses in Iowa, compared to 45% for Clinton. Afghan officials say Taliban insurgents have blown up a major power line in the north of the country, disrupting electricity supply to a number of areas, including Kabul. A power company official says insurgents damaged several electricity transmission towers during attacks in Baghlan province. In another development Wednesday, Afghan officials say four people clearing unexploded bombs in Helmand province were killed by Taliban insurgents. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.